For the last several months, Shiites in eastern Saudi Arabia and Bahrain have been protesting what they say is harsh discrimination at the hands of their Sunni-run governments. This week, there was a change. The king of Bahrain released nearly 200 prisoners. Among them are two leading Shiite opposition leaders who've been set free in an apparent move to defuse tension in that tiny kingdom. Kelly McEvers reports.
The two opposition leaders were accused of trying to destabilize the country and planning terrorist attacks. Now they will be released along with dozens of other Shiite activists. Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa issued the pardon over the weekend. An official statement said he wants to, quote, start a new page aimed at sowing hope and trust. The move follows almost nightly protests that sometimes turn to violent clashes with police in Bahrain. Shiites are the majority of the population in the tiny island country, but are ruled by a Sunni elite. They say they lack access to jobs and housing, and that Sunni rulers are naturalizing citizens from other Sunni countries to alter the demographics of Bahrain. Sunni leaders deny this claim. They say the real threat is from neighboring Shiite powerhouse Iran, especially as the U.S. looks to engage Iran and give that country more legitimacy in the region. But Khalil al-Marzouk, a Shiite opposition leader in the Bahraini parliament, says this is just an excuse to ignore Shiites' local demands.
This is an old story that always they talk about Iran. Of people demanding constitutional reform or stopping this discrimination, what Iran will do with this? If somebody is worried about the relationship between Iran and U.S., you sort it out with the political relationship, your diplomatic relationship. No, but don't put the cost on your people.
Marzouk says the pardon is an important first step, but it must be followed with real political solutions. In eastern Saudi Arabia, police are still on the hunt for a radical Shiite cleric who called for the secession of the region from the country. His speech sparked protests there, too. But Saudi police cracked down on protesters, detained many for up to 1 month, and set up checkpoints. After that, moderate Shiite leaders visited the Saudi capital and vowed to resolve the troubles peacefully. These days, the region is quiet. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.